I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
Hey guys, it's on.
Have you guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
This is Mike Regan, and we're doing another episode of Neighborhood Radio. All right. Hello? I hope we're doing another episode of Neighborhood Radio. I don't know if anybody's actually. Hello?
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 Oh. Hi.
Who is it?
Is this David?
Oh, I don't know who David is, mate. This is Kyle. Who it is?
Oh, hey Kyle. My name's Mike. I moved in a little bit ago. I'm kind of new to the neighborhood, but I found this mysterious, creepy looking radio in my basement, plugged it in, hooked it up, and I've been meeting everybody all over.
All right. So you're new to the neighborhood, eh?
Yeah. How long have you been living here?
Me living here? Hard to say. You see, I'm kind of a little bit of a drifter, seen some stuff, you know, kind of on the streets, kind of alive, come out at night kind of a guy. So, me, I've probably been in this neighborhood, I'd say 6 years, maybe?
Six years? Wow, so you must have seen a lot of people come and go.
Oh, I've seen a lot of kids come and go, you know. A lot of things have happened, maybe because of me, maybe because of other things. You never know.
Why did you specify kids?
They're my people, you see. I'm a younger man.
Oh, you're a chat. How old are you, then?
About 13, maybe. I'm kind of the ringleader, you know.
Okay, and so you're a homeless child living on the streets of this neighborhood?
Aye, you got it. Kind of street urchin vibe. My family, they came over on a ship and kind of dropped me off. They said, pip, pip, cheerio. Cheers. Bye. And I said, all right. Guess I'll just steal stuff now. Oh, it's a good old life.
That's kind of a natural progression, I guess, for any child. Has anyone contacted DCF about your situation? It sounds like you might need some. Do you need food? Are you hungry?
Oh no! You see, we actually have a beautiful community garden. We broke into a neighbor's house and sort of dug up the backyard and just sort of planted a bunch of grapes, strawberries, cabbages. You know, we've got everything we need. I never really thought being a street urchin would kind of make me more of a urbanized fellowship of the pals, you know, just breaking ground every spring, harvesting garlic and onions. More earthy crunchy
Yeah, it's very earthy crunchy for a street urchin. I think usually it's like stale bread and,
yeah,
you know, fish or whatever. Do you have any place to sleep?
Well, depends on the season. So in spring I usually sleep in a beautiful oak tree. I named it Glenda Gladys Gladding. She's a darling of a tree. Got some good, really scars in her, I think, from some bears in the neighborhood. But then in the summer, I usually sleep right next to the pond. So then when I wake up, whenever the morning doves start cooing, I just sort of roll into the pond. Wakes me up right quickie-nickety. And then fall, I usually find a bulkhead, I jimmy it open, and I just tumble in, take a little nappy poo. And in the winter, I usually threaten someone with my little shiv, and I say, let me in, I'm asleep here tonight. And they say, okay, Kyle, you can just do that. And But I give a little grimace, and I get in there.
That sounds like a whatever works for you. That explains why the lock on my bulkhead was busted when I moved in. I guess, you know, you can just knock. I'm not one to usually house little boys, but,
well,
you know,
You see, the thing is,
it's a community, you know? It takes a village.
If I knock, though, then you're going to think that I'm friendly. And if you think that I'm friendly, you won't do what I say when I tell you to do it. So it's really not in my best interest to make you feel safe, welcome, and warm. You see, for my other street urchin friends, or at least, you know, the neighborhood kids that I pretend and, like, make them feel special, like the, oh, you're part of my little gang. It's...
Gorgeous Pete? Do you know Gorgeous Pete?
Oh, Gorgeous Pete. Oh, my God. He's one of my top boys. Something about him is just luscious. I think it's his golden locks. Oh, he's going somewhere, I'll tell you that much. But don't tell him, because he'll get right out of here, go to New York or something special, and just leave town and be a star.
Sounds like you really have a lot of thoughts on Gorgeous Pete. I do kind of want to backpedal to some of these. So you want me to feel threatened by you, but I feel like you've been very cordial and nice during this conversation. I don't feel threatened at all. And that's not an invitation.
Well, I mean, hear me out. So right now, we're just, you know, bopping voices on this radio, right? So you don't know who I am. And you don't know how big me muscles is, how big me feet is, how tough my little grimace is, how many scars I got on my face. You've got no idea what I'm packing, you know?
That tree that you were talking about, is that on the corner of Oswald and Old Toad?
Oh, you recognize it, don't you? She's a glorious, spiffy little tree. She's just scrumdiddlyumptious.
You must be with the gang of kids who's always wearing like the newsboy caps, and they're playing dice, and it's not clear what game they're playing, but you're like betting turtle shells or something.
Well. Yes, that's the uniform. You see, me parents, yes. So this is kind of a funny story. So, when my parents dropped me off in the ship, right, they gave me a little suitcase full of little clothes for my little body. And I said, you know what? Me options is I can live in these, get me a little job, maybe as a... I own a dog walker or a little page boy for a rich old bat or something. Or what I can do is I can threaten other children in the neighborhood, make them feel like they should also be street urchins, put me clothes on them, make a real gang vibe, and then, there we go. I got myself some family, some friends, some co-workers, all for the price of nothing but my own clothes. So, at the expense of being smelly and ugly... It just makes perfect sense, because now I'm living the dream. I got people scared of me, I got people doing me biddings, and I got people just giving me back rubs when I ask for them, because I got a bad back. So, works out perfectly.
Oh, no.
So, these little boys and kids and girls and, you know, in-betweeners, you know, you never know who you is until you know who you is. I got them wearing me clothes, my little newsy hats, playing dice that I carved out of bones I found in the woods. And they got this bad reputation, but the thing is, they all got parents. They all got friends, pals, paleronies, babysitters, teachers, classmates, whatever you think they got it. But they are part of my gang. Brilliant. Brilliant.
It's not a bad short-term plan, but what's your 10-year plan looking like? Like, what are you going to do when you're a 23-year-old street urchin? There's a lot less wiggle room there.
All right. Guess I never thought...
I'm sorry, I think I brought this down
no,
quite a bit, didn't
God.
I?
No, what? I swear, David, if she doesn't invite me to the fucking Thanksgiving...
No, it's
not even Thanksgiving.
It's Barbara.
I swear to God, if she doesn't invite
Barbara.
Me to the fucking Valentine's party, I'm gonna fucking break another beer bottle over her fucking
head. Do you know her?
Head.
I seen her.
Hey!
Hello?
Hey,
who is
there.
This?
Hey there, it's Mike.
Who
is
it?
Mike and
who?
Kyle.
Who's Mike and Kyle?
Hello!
What?
Kyle's the dirty boy who lives on the in the tree.
Oh my god, I've passed him. I've passed him getting my mail before. Hey, Kyle.
Barbara. I prefer a street urchin that would sort of fulfill my needs, if you could please.
He's got an image to uphold.
David.
Barbara's the only one in the neighborhood I'm actually scared of.
I think everyone's afraid.
Yeah, you should be.
Barbara.
You should be scared.
Oh, she heard it. Okay.
No, I'm just yelling at fucking David. You know, my husband David. Jesus Christ, I can't fucking stand him.
Yeah. Hi, David.
Hello, David.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Get out of the room. All right, I'll see you later, but love you very much. I'm going to go make dinner now. Jesus
Christ. Bye, love you too, David.
I swear to God, I'm so upset right now.
What did David do?
No, it's Tiffany. It's Tiffany. You know Tiffany. You know my history with Tiffany.
Right. You punched her in the face.
I broke a beer bottle over her head.
Broke a beer bottle over her head. I'm sorry.
I might punch her in the face next. I don't know what I might do next. I'm done.
Well,
I think that's, I got confused because when we see each other at the mailbox, every time you say that Tiffany, I want to punch her in the face.
That's
so
true. I do say that almost every day I see her. I say that, but I do say hi first.
Well, that's true. Miss Barbara, if you ever need anything, me and my rapscallion little boys and girls, we can maybe figure something out if you think it could be something valuable to you.
You know, I think I might need to hire you guys. You know, I don't make a lot of money. I really don't. I work minimum wage at the grocery store. But I swear to God, I will pay whatever I can to break Tiffany. I want to break her. Not even physically. I want to mentally break the bitch.
Oh, sure.
What?
Sure.
What started this whole thing with Tiffany?
You remember? Okay. You remember how I said, like, I broke the beer bottle over her head because, you know, she said Merry Christmas to me, and I fucking hate Christmas. I do, for a lot of reasons.
Right.
You know, I guess what really started it was just her stupid, dumb, ugly face. The first time I ever saw her, I was already living here, and she moved in. The first time I saw her, I turned to David and I said, I want to hit that bitch in the face. And ever since then, I've hated her.
It was just kind of the energy she gave off.
The energy. It's so...
her face.
Oh, it's so phony. She's so phony. She's like, oh, I work at QVC. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Get...
That was a good Tiffany. That was a really good Tiffany impression.
What was Miss Barbara?
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know,
you must know Tiffany pretty well. I mean, that's got to be the thing, though, right? Like, you hate somebody that much.
Yeah.
And they kind of become your white whale, like your Moby Dick.
She is a whale.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a stupid whale. Anyway, did you see the flyers she left all around the neighborhood? She's throwing some stupid Valentine's Day party at her house like we do every year. But usually it's like not at her house. It was usually at Georgia's house. But you know what happened to Georgia. She died. She died of old age. She was like 55 and she died. She usually hosted. You hate to see it. She usually hosted the Valentine's Day parties around the block. She died. So, of course, Tiffany has to take it. Tiffany has to host the party. She has to be perfect QVC host. She's got to have, like, the little burger sliders. I can't stand it.
There's going to be sliders?
Burger sliders. And you know
burger
what?
Burger slider.
Yeah.
No, I'm there. 100%.
Me too.
You know, I'll probably make an appearance too, but I'm not excited about it, if I'm being honest.
I'll have to check out some of these flyers. And this is on Valentine's Day?
It's on Valentine's Day, yes, of course.
Oh, awesome. Is there a dress code?
Read the flyer.
I'll read the flyer.
Read the flyer. Jesus. I'm not going to do it for you.
I'll get one when we're done talking.
This should be, she slipped them all under our front doors. First of all, I didn't even give her permission to come into my yard. Like that, first of all, I don't like it that she was even in my fucking yard to begin with. And I'm surprised my pit bulls didn't bark, because when they see trash and when they smell trash, they usually bark. So it's a little weird.
Yeah, they always bark when I go by.
It's because you have a nice tush.
Barbara, stop.
Okay. I'm sorry. You know, I have David. I'm just getting a little flirty with you. No, Mike, I know. You know.
That's fine. I'm.
You know who I am.
Good thing this isn't a video radio. I'm blushing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I usually ignore the messages that get put under my door there. There's a lot of them that are just threats, like, let me in or I'm gonna shoot. Hey, Kyle, are you the one who usually puts messages under my door?
Well, you can consider it really a welcome to the neighborhood sort of message. It was really just sort of testing the waters, you know. Can this man take it? Is he a scared little pansy, you know? Will he be easy to manipulate? Sort of a, let's call it a real psychology test, sort of figuring out what's your limits, what can you handle, what can you not, how may we take advantage of you, sort of a run-of-the-mill street urchin sort of test, you know. Fun fact, I don't know if you noticed, but, did you find any dead fish rotting in your backyard, or, you know, did you see anything weird?
I've had a lot more cats in the backyard, so that might be that. I mean, I did find the dog poop in the bag that was on fire in the front.
A classic.
Did you get the envelope of money?
I did. We bought a nice little.
We bought
a chicken coop for the community garden with that. It was really a joy. It was Gorgeous Pete. Actually, he's we call him Mother Hen.
Oh, Gorgeous
he's
Pete.
So caring to them. Sometimes, actually, one of the chickens, she died of a heart attack. I went and spooked her. I thought she could handle it. I said, "Wapow!" And she just flipped right over, little heart attack. Boom, exploded heart, guts everywhere, came out of her mouth, her eyes, everything. And Gorgeous Pete, that darling of a lad, man, if I was just a few years younger, I'd make him mine. But that chicken had a bunch of eggs, right? And Gorgeous Pete, he took them back, took it upon himself. He sat right down on them, one leg and all, and he just sort of hatched them little baby chicks like they was his own. And man, oh man.
Gorgeous Pete?
Gorgeous Pete's a gorgeous boy.
Oh, I love Gorgeous Pete. Oh, he's great.
He's really a treasure.
Oh, he's really great. Mm-hmm. He's a really nice kid. I see him around a few times. Don't tell Barbara.
Where did Barbara?
Don't tell Barbara. I'm using the. She went to put a hemorrhoid cream on. Don't tell Barbara. I'm at the radio. Oh. Please, she'll get really, really mad.
No, it's We won't tell her. We won't tell her.
Okay, I mean, really though, isn't Gorgeous Pete sort of the national, like the neighborhood treasure? Like something about him.
Oh,
magical.
He is. He's gonna go places. He's
we should get like a flag with Gorgeous Pete. Is that weird? Is that weird for an adult man to say about a child?
No. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you do think so?
Okay.
Wait.
No, I mean like I'm sorry. Don't misunderstand me. I mean I think so. Like it's a good thing.
Okay. About him.
So we're all in agreement. I mean, we'll have to ask other members of the neighborhood to see if they want to get a neighborhood flag going on with Gorgeous Pete on it. Because I kind of like that idea.
Okay.
Here.
I'll chip in.
Why don't the three of us become some sort of neighborhood coalition to ignite the neighborhood in some sort of teamworky event? Perhaps maybe establishing a neighborhood a flag. You know, we've got the leader of the street urchins. We've got David, the leader of the subservience to Barbara, which, let's be real, is at least half the neighborhood.
It's most of us, yeah.
And then we got Mr. Michael, thanks, the newest kid, boy, man. That's...
Hey, you know, I'm the new guy, right? You know, we got this... I feel like I'm making connections to everybody. It's kind of cool. I'm like...
Yes.
You know, I'm recording this right now. Hopefully I'm going to sell it for money later. I feel like you got a lot of cool people in here.
Oh, you're going to sell this?
You're
going to sell this later, Mike?
Don't worry about it.
Leader of the street urchins. Leader of the subservient barbers.
Leader of the street.
And then we got leaders of the outsiders, which is Michael, right?
Yeah.
So,
living on the outskirts.
I just wonder if we can have a little bit of a budget for chips. I just really want chips, and Barbara doesn't let me have chips around the house.
Okay, when you say chips, do you mean like, French fries? Because after coming off that ship, I find that chips actually means either little plastic pieces of money, which is bullshit, or it means little pieces of very, very, very thin potatoes, and I'm very upset like about that, because that ain't chips, aight?
Well, you know, mate, we're both European. We are, when we say chips, we mean French fries.
God bless.
Wow, that's just confusing, isn't it?
It's a little confusing, and Barbara doesn't like to have, you know, French fries, or what I refer to as chips, in the house. Uh-huh. So I have to sneak them sometimes.
What is wrong chips. With her?
How do you usually sneak them? What's your system?
Well, when I coming back from work, I usually uh-huh. go to the McDonald's drive-through and order a couple large chips. French fries, mm-hmm. and you know,
a couple
large, and I just kind of like you know, I just kind of snack on them, you know.
Mm. You know what I've had to do?
That seems like a pretty straightforward plan.
In the past, mm-hmm. when I've broken into some neighbors' houses, you know, just people who ain't paying the taxes to the local street urchin gang, could be you, Michael. Pay attention to your mail. I have had to, you know, sneak in through the vent system, crawl my little body through the little square tubes of ventilation, drop down into the kitchen, get my little body and my little hands into the freezer, grab me little paws and them slimy, limey little frozen potato pieces, the little frozen French fries, and know what to do. Stick them in your little armpits, keep them all warm and salty. Sneak out of the house, and boom, there you go. 30 mittens. That's how we talk about time in Europe, is in mittens. Then.
Oh, right. European mitten. Yep. Minute.
Yep. And then, there you go. You got yourself some tasty little chips. Put them in your mouth. Yum, yum, yum. There you go. Fun, fun, fun.
What are you doing on the radio right now? Give it back,
David. Oh, she's
David.
Coming back. Jesus she's Christ. Coming
I was just
back.
Putting my hemorrhoid cream back. On. David, I was just putting my hemorrhoid cream on, and that's it. Give
that's
me the
really
fucking
awkward,
microphone.
Isn't it?
Honestly?
Hello? Oh. I'm so sorry.
Hey.
Sorry,
Ed. Hey, Barb.
Yeah.
We're just kind of, I'm kind of learning a lot about how I don't have a raccoon problem. Kyle and I just need to talk a little bit about boundaries because.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of feces that they found in my vents, Kyle.
Well, I just got to tell you that you ain't been paying the right amount of pence in your little mailbox, and that's just news from the mailman to me to you. So you take that how you need it, and maybe.
Do you not take American dollars?
What am I gonna spend it on?
Okay, that's. You're right. I guess I'll go to a British bank and get that currency converted. I don't want any more feces in the vents.
This is what I talk about, you know. You Americans have mm-hmm. no sympathy, no empathy, no recognition for the world outside of yourselves. You know, what are you going to do? I say, God bless the Queen. You say, okay. Go fuck yourself. And I say, ay caramba. How am I going to deal with this on a daily basis? This is why I send those children in to mess with your house, you little twat. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. That's a little... That's me role-playing.
Yeah, got a little intense. Got a little Bart Simpson there, too. So you're like a little British Bart Simpson. That's fun.
Wish I knew who that was, but I don't. I spend my time in my beautiful, sexy tree. So, well, there we are.
Sounds. What's new, Barbara? Aside from wanting to punch Tiffany in the face, this kid's making me a little uncomfortable.
I tell you, I'm just done with it all. If I'm being honest, I'm just sick of everything. I just want to go off to an island in Bermuda with my four pit bulls, my 7 cats, and I just want to drink and drink and forget my problems, especially Tiffany.
Tiffany, yeah.
Fucking Tiffany.
Oi, can I ask you two mates a question?
Yeah, go for it, kid.
You know, totally. You said something kind of strange, Michael, and I want to see if both of you feel the same way. How do you two feel about nature? You know, Barbara, you talked about Bermuda. Maybe you like it outside. How do you feel? How does nature make you feel? Do you feel good about it? Is it attractive? Maybe very interesting in a very emotional sort of way?
Barbara, do you want to tackle this one first?
Or? No.
Okay, that was very blunt. You know, I like a good nature. You know, I like taking walks. I like going to the beach. You know, I'm just kind of really simple kind of guy. I like the smell of the pine trees on my hair after a walk in the woods. I like the crunch of the earth as I step on it with my feet. I really like the wind bristling through my hair and just thinking about the history of the rocks. What have they seen? Where have they been?
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe you should think about who should you be dating. Maybe you should date that rock. Maybe you should think about being in love with the outdoors. You know, the way you talk about it, it really sounds like maybe you belong there. Maybe you should join a little children's gang that lives outside in the woods. I mean, it's just a little idea me had, and it's something you should think about. And you know, you too, Barbara, if you ain't never felt that connection to Mother Nature, you should think about leaning in.
Yeah, Mother Nature can go fuck herself. I don't really give a shit about her.
Man, you're the baddest bitch I know. All right, keep going.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. I really will. I mean, you know, it's the best kind of compliment I can really get these days. I live my truth. I'm unapologetic, and I'm not going to say sorry.
I mean, damn, Barbara, I've never met anyone like you before, but, like, what are you scared of? What tickles your skin at night and makes you think, uh-oh, it's crawling on me? What is it?
Spiders.
Is your name Furbies. Barbara?
Furby?
Is your name Barbara, Michael? Is it Barbara?
It's Barbara.
I was asking. Michael. I was asking a question.
I said what I said. I said Furbies. I fucking hate those Furbies. Things. They scare the shit out of me.
No, I get it. I could never. My parents, you know,
They're terrifying. I don't...
Yeah.
I said my parents left on the ship, but you know what really happened was the ship was overtaken by Furbies, and I jumped off.
Oh my god! Are you kidding me?
I got in the water. Furbies can't swim, thank God. But my parents,
it's a known fact.
They went.
They got Furbied.
They got Furbied.
I'm so sorry, darling. I really know.
Oh, hold on, guys. Wait. Sorry, guys. I actually gotta go. I'm sorry. Sorry to cut this short. Okay. Jimmy's at the door.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God, Jimmy! Don't let that fucking piece of shit in. He's gonna rob you of your money. Your hard-earned money. Actually, don't let him in. Fuck you, Jimmy.
Jimmy owes me.
Fuck you, Jimmy.
Jimmy owes me 30 pence. I paid him 30 pence about. 3-4 months ago for cable. He never, ever, 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 ever gave it back.
Sounds like that's an ongoing... I'm going to be honest. He creeps me out. He's really tall, right. Bald, sharp teeth. I don't know what's going on with that guy. Every time I answer the door when he knocks, he disappears. Though. I'm just going to go check it out, make sure nothing's wrong. I'll talk to you guys later. All right?
I hate you, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Jimmy. Screw you, Jimmy. I hope you die in hell and rot there.
Goodbye. Do too, Jimmy.
Screw you, Jimmy.
Screw you, Jimmy. Wait, Barbara, do you want to say it one more time to get together? Wait.
Yeah. One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Screw you, Jimmy.
Screw you, Jimmy.